Welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey, the Archie McPhee Podcast. I'm David Wall, the Director of Awesome here at Archie McPhee, and today I'm joined by Shauna Danger, the High Priestess of Rubber Chickens, and Scott Heff, Creator of Kitsch. And this is an out-of-order episode. We banked an extra episode last year around Halloween, and we never got around to using it. I actually just listened to it. I thought this one was pretty funny.
I don't know who I am anymore.
Ever since that ghost incident on Monday?
Yeah.
Should we start with the ghost incident?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, we got scared. Also, I've been reflecting on that, too, because that day was darker than any other day.
Yeah.
So that was part of the ghost.
That feeling, is an excellent beginning to a ghost story. It was darker than any other day.
Well, it was a Monday, so I think in our minds it's like, oh, it's getting dark so much earlier now. So it was just like, oh, it's dark when we leave work
now.
No,
it was
But then
darker.
The next 2 days were like light when we left work at the same time.
Yes, it's been light ever since.
So it was just really...
We had this weirdly dark day. And then, You and I were closing the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the lights went out. We turned out the lights.
The lights went out by us.
We turned out
by
the lights.
By taking our hand. It's the biggest switch.
And then I heard a strange noise, which usually I don't do that. You're the one that hears a strange noise.
Almost every time, especially if I'm by myself, I hear something or get spooked or, you know, whatever it is.
Kind of a cavernous warehouse. But then we turned out the lights. I heard a noise and then I realized that I hadn't turned off a light upstairs and I got too scared to go up.
That's right.
And then you said, I'll go with you. So we both went upstairs to turn off the other light because I wasn't about to come back down the stairs in the dark by myself.
Right.
And then what happened?
I don't know.
That's when Hef passed out.
No, I mean, well, then we were.
Then you wouldn't let me leave.
Well, here's what happens is there's an alarm to set, right? So what typically happens is Shauna goes out, we shut the door, and then I set the alarm, and then I go out.
But actually, what happens first is that you make an announcement.
Sure.
That you don't want any ghosts to come to the front. Only people if there's anyone left in the building.
Yeah. If anyone's still here, come to the front. Because we're setting the alarm.
And we say no ghosts.
But no ghosts. Right. Because of the vampire rule. Where they have to be invited. Anyway, so we do that. And then you leave out the door. And then I set the alarm. And then I come out the door.
Yes.
But this time I said... Just don't
leave. Like,
let's just go out at the same time. So I set the alarm. We went out. But right as I was closing the door, I swear I saw something move.
You did.
It was just, I mean.
A hand reaching for the handle.
No,
on the other side.
It was like something on the, just, you know, where you just see a flicker of movement on the stairs.
But also remember, that was the only time that I successfully blocked you from saying no ghosts.
Oh, did you?
Yes, because you did your announcement, and I hung up the phone right as you said no ghosts.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was a really spooky day.
What
are you
thinking?
It was really dark outside. I got scared, too.
Yeah, we were spooked.
So now you don't know who you are.
I don't know who I am, but it was bright the next 2 days.
Yep.
Tonight should be fine.
Well, and that's been this whole thing, is during this Halloween season, I think all of us have been watching scary movies pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Almost every night. I'm watching a scary movie or I'm watching The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror.
And I'm listening to the podcast, the Spooked podcast, so that just penetrates my brain.
Creeps.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'll tell you know what would have been useful on the darkest Monday ever? The glow in the dark yodeling pickle.
Wah-ba-ba! Listen to you.
The what?
If only there was such a thing.
Well, it's in now. I mean, we talked about it already, but I was just laughing because I'm like, because Hef and I made a video of it.
Yeah, it's a cool video.
Yeah, and it's actually a redo of a video I made with my handheld digital camera in 2008
Early
or 2007.
On,
it was one of the first videos we put on YouTube.
Oh.
And it's horrible.
But it has a ton of views.
And continues to get a ton of views. It got more views during the first 48 hours that the same 48 hours that the glow pickle was up, that one got more views than the glow pickle video. Yeah. So, but it's exactly my voice. We recreated it exactly, except the lights flicker on and off so you can see the glow of the pickle.
So good.
Yeah.
And fun. Then we also, did we already talk about the glow question mark t-shirt, maybe?
Yeah.
We did talk about it because you surprised us with it.
Oh, that's right. Yes. So we have the, a couple of new glow items. Yeah. Very exciting.
And I do want to say, I took that shirt home.
Yes. Right,
and I folded it and I put it in my dresser drawer, which is next to my bed.
Yes.
And I was going to bed at night.
And did you do that thing where all the lights went out?
Well, all of a sudden the lights went off because I turned them out. And then I went to get in my bed, and my drawer was open a crack, and so all of a sudden my drawer is glowing because the shirt was glowing in there. So it glows really well.
I know, and it's really disconcerting when you accidentally come across it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm imagining a new Saturday Night Live character called Dramatic Friend, who just pretends like everything is shocking. And the TV turned on, and I turned in the channel. Based on you guys, it's like I got into my car and it turned on because I turned the key.
It's like the opposite of burying the lead, right?
Yes. It's making everything shocking as if there's no motivation behind it.
Yeah.
Suddenly, dinner was on the table after a half hour of work.
I looked and my water was all gone because I drank it.
Oh. But yeah, so we did that video.
And then speaking of glow.
Oh.
Yes.
We got two new pins in that glow, pins, strange pins. You guys can talk about them. Better at explaining
creepy
it.
Creepy guy and gal.
Yeah.
They're like monster people.
Yeah. Yeah. Monster guy, monster girl, I think is what they're officially called.
Uh-huh. And they're just really groovy. They're the classic monster colors of purple and green.
Yep.
And the girl is really adorable. The guy's adorable too, but I love the girl especially.
Yeah. Mm. And the glow works really well.
Yeah.
It does. I think they're cool. They're a cool design. I really like them. Because they're kind of, they're not actually monsters, but they're more like people who like monsters.
So yeah.
They have the accoutrements on that someone who likes monsters would have. Or do you disagree?
Well, I mean, they have fangs.
Are they fake fangs or real fangs?
Are we going to have this monster conversation again? I wonder what box they'd be filed in.
Humans with long teeth.
Oh, I'll tell my mother about that.
They're not like hideous creature monsters. They're just like...
They're really cute, groovy people.
Yeah.
They may or may not be monsters.
They might be monsters.
I don't know. Maybe they're monsters outside of work, but at work... They're
just one of us.
They can blend in if they have to.
Yeah.
They're monsters who can pass as normal people to work at Arby's.
They look at Arby's. They look kind of like us, I think.
And then, David, you have another pin. And the other pin that came in.
Oh, I'm wearing our new hilarious Oofta pin.
Oh. Explain Oofta to us.
Well, Oofta, for those of you that don't know, is the expression of Scandinavian dismay.
Yep.
And so now every time I make a slight error, I just point to this button on my chest and everyone guffaws.
And it matches your Oofta socks and the Oofta air freshener you have hanging in your car that we sell.
I am the Uber Oofta.
What's in store? What's our next Oofta item?
I don't know. We have four, right?
Yes.
Oh, what's the fourth?
Oofta Racer. It's just the words.
Pull back.
Pull back. It's like our baby racers, except the words Oofta.
Air freshener?
What's the fourth? Because air freshener, socks, pin.
I know there's one more. I don't know. Bandage.
Bandages. Well done. Yes. Well done.
That one makes sense.
Yep.
That one makes the most sense out of all of them, doesn't it?
Yep.
So that's fun, too.
They sell well to our Scandinavian customers.
Oh, good.
And those that love them.
Oh, good. Does not glow in the dark.
No. Oofta.
Oofta. So, you got a blobfish at the store, Hef.
Oh. Yeah, so my family and I went into the store.
The Archie McPhee store.
The Archie McPhee store, thank you.
By the way, in our company, if we say the store, and even at home, if I say I'm going to the store, I mean Archie McPhee.
Right.
Nobody means Safeway.
What do you say if you're going to...
I have to specify.
The grocery store. Yeah. I'm going to the grocery store. Yeah. Yeah. My family and I went to the Archie McPhee store in Wallingford on Stone Way and 45th. And
could you be more specific?
Yeah. It was a blast. Took the four boys, my wife, and spent some money. Saw the Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
The what's it called? The spooky what's the
Palo? The haunted hotel.
Haunted
Sleepy
hotel.
Palo.
Sleepy Palo. Hotel. That's what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. Sleepy Palo Hotel. The haunted hotel. They were amazing.
Beyond belief.
Beyond belief. There was a... Well, I guess I shouldn't give away everything, right? Well, this is going to air after Halloween.
Yeah.
It was great, wasn't it?
Oh, man. If you didn't see it, you really missed out.
Those costumes. Wait until you guys see the picture of what Shauna wore.
Whoa! That's crazy.
But we had a blast. Oh, and so, yes, to your thing, one of my sons got the blobfish, Sunny the Blobfish, yes. Which is an item of ours. And it's one of those, it's very stretchy and sticky, and it kind of stains if you leave it on things. Like, so we have warnings on the package. And so I said, this blobfish needs to always be in the package if you're not directly playing with it. Never leave it outside of the package.
I'm sure they
first night, it. Of course he does, and I make a stink before they go up to bed. And then I come home from work the next day, and it's missing. I'm like, because the first thing I look for is like, where's the blobfish? Yeah. And I'm like, great, where's the blobfish? I don't know. It was over there. And my wife didn't know where it was. She was like, I saw it over there. And so it went missing. And I was like, it's just ruining furniture somewhere. It's going to sit there for a year and just.
Yeah. Where's my precious documents? Yeah.
So, and then we found it the next day.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you also offer them $5 to
I did.
Find
well,
it?
Yes. I first said, okay, whoever finds it first gets $5.
I thought that was a sweet
that
deal,
is a
man.
Sweet
yeah.
deal.
So then they were all looking for it, but then they all eventually gave up.
They
so then I was.
It out.
Yeah. I was cleaning the house looking for it, and then I said, if I find it, I'm throwing it away. So
that's
you better find
so
it first.
Mean.
Well.
And then you found
so
it
hardcore.
On a book.
And then my son who got it, the one who lost it, found it, and it was on a stack of books. And it left some grease stains on the book. And then my wife had thrown the package away, so we put it in a pencil tin.
Like so you did not throw it away.
Right.
And also you did not give anybody
it.
$5.
Well, he didn't bring it up, but... I don't know. It was like the next day. I guess I should.
Him?
All right.
Do you
I should.
Think I should mention it to Gray?
You can if you want. That's fine.
Gray. Your father owes you $5.
You pranked him with $5.
Yeah. And they pranked me with death. So I said, well, now, so it stays in this pencil container. If I ever find it outside the pencil container and you're not playing with it, I'm throwing it away. He said, okay. So we have an agreement. And we're now the proud owners of Sunny the Blobfish.
So here's my question for you. Is this what's going to happen every day when you come home from work? Where's the blobfish?
I think probably for the first couple months. Yes. Yeah, I'm kind of paranoid about it.
So you've kind of adopted some. It's almost like adopting an actual blobfish because you have to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it does kind of feel
your
like
brain.
That.
You have to
and that's the mentality
food.
I want my son to have about it. Like, you need to care for this blobfish or it will ruin the furniture.
Oh, it's like the old, what were they? Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to live with those things. I guess it died. You can restart those, though, right?
I think so. I don't know. Those were a little after my time.
I think they started getting depressed.
Oh. I had a Furby because I worked at a toy store when they came out, and it was like, these are going to be valuable. So I bought some and didn't open them, and I still have them.
Are they valuable?
I don't think so. maybe
$2 more.
Yeah, like maybe get $30 for it or something, but no, it's not like I can get hundreds.
Well, not enough time has passed.
So I guess I'm keeping them.
I guess. That's one way to look at it.
Oh, we were mentioned in the Everett Herald, too.
That's right.
There was a woman who collects, has a Rosie the Riveter bathroom.
Yeah.
And she keeps all of her paper memorabilia in one of our Rosie the Riveter lunchboxes.
Very cute.
Yeah. That was really nice to see.
Yeah, that is cool. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I kind of want a Rosie the Riveter bathroom.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I want my friend to have one. So I can go see it whenever
I want. Of all the themed bathrooms you could have. That would not be in your top 10.
No, it wouldn't.
What would be your top, if you had to think like, oh, I want a themed bathroom, The Conjuring?
I mean, a haunted bathroom. I'm already scared because there's a mirror in there, right? And it's
a mirror. Going there in the Wait, middle of the night. Wait, there's a mirror in your bathroom?
We keep a mirror in there. I
walked to the bathroom and there was a mirror.
Yeah, it's a Bloody Mary themed bathroom.
Because I chant in the mirror.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did Bloody Mary so much as a kid that I am still scared of mirrors to this day. If I'm spooked, like we watched The Conjuring 2 the other night and then I had to get up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, and I was like, don't look at the mirror, don't look at the mirror. I get spooked easily.
That's so excellent.
It's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a scaredy cat.
I like that.
No. I don't know. But a haunted, I mean, that would be cool. Because I do get spooked, but I also enjoy it. So I don't know.
Yeah, you really like being scared and you do get scared. It's an interesting combination.
Yeah, it is. Conjuring 2 was great, by the way.
You just love The Conjuring so much. No. And you haven't watched The Train to Busan.
No. I watched the trailer last night. And so I got my wife excited about it. So we might watch it
this weekend. I do enjoy that one.
Yeah, it looked really fun.
Yeah.
I think the best themed bathroom I've ever been in was at Allie Willis's house.
Ah, yes.
Because her bathroom was themed with retro bathroom products. Mm-hmm. So it was all personal hygiene products from like the 1960s to like 1975-ish. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing.
Huh. That's so cool.
So is that what you would do? If you could have anything bathroom, what would you do? Bathroom
theme?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. That was just the best one that I've ever been in. I was in there was a velvet painting themed bathroom I was in Ohio once that was pretty cool. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I like how you guys are saying, if you could have any theme. And I'm going to just blow your minds right now and tell you, you can have any theme.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, our spouses would have to agree to it, right?
Right.
What would your theme be? Well, I guess you can choose. Okay.
I can do whatever I want.
But let's, if you were to have kind of a
themed,
a wild theme, you know, like an out there kind of thing. For your bathroom.
Well, you know, I like it all retro-y and groovy. And so I do have themes in my bathroom, of course. Like, I have this really amazing hairnet collection.
Okay. A hairnet-themed bathroom.
So, well, hairnets, the packaging from the old hairnets are really, really beautiful. So I took a whole bunch, like, hairnets that I found at antique malls and, you know, garage sales and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and put them all in frames. And I did this wall of these hairnets. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
I also have this, vaguely goes with my bathroom theme. I have a pair of original Beatles pantyhose, nylon pantyhose.
I don't know what that means. What are Beatles pantyhose?
Beatles, the band The Beatles.
Yes.
You've heard of them.
Okay,
and
yes.
And you know Ringo's legs.
They're before your time.
Yes.
But the Beatles, they did the same thing that they've done throughout the, you know, the decades with them being on everything. So mm-hmm. they had every kind of product known to people.
Mm-hmm.
And pantyhose, these nylons are one. So I have the actual pair of nylons and a Beatles. It's in a Beatles package in a frame on my wall.
So what, I mean, do the nylons have images of?
No. It's just a Beatles nylons.
Just the package?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But otherwise they're just regular nylons.
Yeah. But I haven't taken them out of the package.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have, you know, also Mount Rainier. I have a bunch of pictures of Mount Rainier on my bathroom's walls.
You know what I just...
I love Mount Rainier.
I just thought of what I would do.
What?
And I'm already a little bit there. I would do 80s toys.
Ooh.
Like action figures. Because what I have is I found at the thrift store these cups from the 1980s that were Superman and Wonder Woman. Like they're little figures and they're holding these cups.
Uh-huh.
And I use them as toothbrush holders.
Ah.
And then as a white elephant present, went for sorry, a secret Santa present when from working here. Someone gave me a He-Man like toothpaste topper, like you screw the head on. Mm-hmm. And you squeeze the toothpaste out, and then I bought a Skeletor one to match it. So I have a few.
That's a good one.
80s action figure bathroom items. If I could deck it out,
keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Exactly.
You can be that guy.
Yeah, I think I will.
Also, does Mrs. Huff agree? Because you said spouses have to agree.
I mean, she likes the Wonder Woman and Superman that are in there.
All right, keep going with it, I say
that. And there's a Batman, so I might buy the Batman one on eBay.
Wow, here we go.
I'm on my way.
It's happening. Yeah. So you could be that guy, and then also someday you're going to get a giant something for your yard. So you've got, you've got a lot to look forward to.
Everything's coming up half.
I do.
You've been half.
I do have a dream bathroom fixture, though.
Ooh, okay.
When I was in elementary school, they had a round fountain that you were supposed to wash your hand in that had a metal bar down at the floor.
Yes, they have that at the fair.
They had it at my kids' at my kids' preschool. They have one of those.
And they're awesome. I would love an adult size one of those where you walked up and pressed the bar with your foot.
With your foot.
And just had like a circle in the middle of the room. So it was almost like a miniature version of that because obviously you couldn't have the full size.
Right.
That's so cool. I love that idea.
I like that too.
Yeah, so I think that's my first step one of my dream bathroom. Would be that.
So, you actually want an elementary school, like a grown-up version of an elementary school bathroom in your bathroom.
That would be cool.
Like, would you have a drinking fountain?
No.
Not in the bathroom.
Would you call it a lavatory?
Yes.
The urinals are like 3 inches off the ground.
No, it's a grown-up version.
I don't. I just like that hand washing thing. It's always stuck in my head. Ever since I was a little kid, it's like very cool bathroom fixture.
Super cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
I think it's good. Sorry, I don't know why we got off on bathroom.
I don't know, but I like it.
I like it. I think we've got aspirations.
So Hef has a haunted bathroom with an 80s theme.
Yeah. It's like 80s ghosts in there, you know?
So if it's 80s ghosts, would it be people that were popular in the 80s, or would it be people that died in the 80s?
No. It's like, it has to reference 80s pop culture. So you do Bloody Mary in the mirror and Skeletor appears. Something like that.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
If you don't say no ghosts after you flush the toilet, Gary Coleman comes out of the shower.
You don't say no ghosts. You say no ghosts at your home. I bet you
never.
Say, really?
I never have. When am I making some announcement to the whole house?
I don't know, but when are you looking at
I am leaving house.
No ghosts.
You're the one that's join chanting me at the front to yourself door. In the mirror.
No, I'm not chanting. I was just walking by the mirror and I'm just like shielding my eyes from the mirror.
Don't look.
Saying don't look out loud.
And also, you did do the Bloody Mary.
As a kid, I did it a ton. So much.
That's why she's still coming for you.
I am cursed.
Yeah.
You're cursed.
Oh, dear.
So, with Bloody Mary, too, that's the one where you look in the mirror, and you have to say Bloody Mary 3 times.
Yeah, there's different variations. Yeah, like, some have you, like, I think you, like, smudge the mirror, like you lick your thumb and put a smudge on the mirror or something. But you, yeah, essentially you turn off the lights and you say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror and, she appears and then tries to kill you or something.
So have you seen Bloody Mary?
I mean, I was 9, you know, and you thought you saw something much like the other night when I thought I saw movement on the stairs.
It was Bloody Mary.
Yeah. She I mean, it's kind of like, fact, I think I saw, you know, you're with your friends and you're like, I think I saw something, me too. You know, it's that kind of thing.
We had 2 versions of it. We would say, I believe in Bloody Mary.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, you chant it.
That's
chant
even worse.
It, and then you would become like creepy Bloody Mary. Or the other thing that would happen is you could leave your bathtub water going and it would turn to blood.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh. I like how you say it like it's logical.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Yes. If I was Bloody Mary, I would turn the bath water to blood. So.
Well, look in the mirror. You are.
Yeah. We did that one. So, and you did you do Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Speaking of creepy kid things.
Oh, yes. We did all of the creepy stuff.
Yeah.
we did the Ouija board, and the light as a feather was very popular in my group.
Yeah.
Slumber Party City.
Yeah. I remember hearing about it, but I never did it.
Oh, it works.
Does it?
Oh, it works. It brings somebody up to the point where they're at, just above your tip of your fingers with your arms above your head.
What's that about?
It's something witchy. I can't tell you.
And if you have a Diet Dr. Pepper off to the side, it turns to blood.
Yeah, that's right.
That is funny though. All of those things where you pick people up with like one
finger
or a pencil or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very weird.
Yeah. I have done some variation on it where you lift someone up, but yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't wasn't as witchy.
You did it as a grown up, didn't you?
Yeah. I haven't done Bloody Mary as a grown up though.
But I won't.
I went to my men's group and we did Bloody Mary for half an hour.
Guys' night out. Let's go.
Bloody Mary.
We're at a bar and then we're like, let's all go to the bathroom. Do Bloody Mary.
I will give you $5 if you do that. Are you in, David Ball?
Sure. I'm not doing Bloody Mary ever again.
Really?
I'm spooked.
What if you did Shauna's variation on Bloody Mary? Where you say, I believe in Bloody Mary.
That's even scarier. Would you do Bloody Mary nowadays?
I don't know.
Yeah. David Wall would do it.
I would do it. He would do it. So,
okay, let's do it right after this podcast.
Okay. Have fun.
All three of us have.
So if I took you out for lunch and then said, come on into the bathroom, and we did it at the Rainforest Cafe.
No.
I don't think it would work during the day anyway.
I'll be in there and I won't say it. That's what I did with the Ouija board when I was younger. Like, my friends wanted to do Ouija board and I was like,
I'll put my hand on it.
I'm not going to touch it. I was like, but I was sat there in the room. You did it while they did it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you did it like celebrities do with their hand at Comic-Con where it's like hovering over the top. You're like, I'll press the planchette and then your hand is like 2 inches above the planchette. Ooh, it's moving.
No, I'm touching it, you guys.
I'm not scared. Lip syncing Bloody Mary.
Thank God, now I'm safe.
She'll never get me now.
Yeah, you two would get cursed, not me.
It's totally true. Well, I always laugh at the end of Raiders when they open the Ark of the Covenant and theoretically, like, the vengeful power of God is unleashed, and the way to defeat it is just close your eyes.
Don't look at it and you'll be fine. Your face won't melt off.
Yeah. It's like and it's the same with Bloody Mary. If you mouth the words, you're not, she's like, that guy, I don't care.
Oh, he's not actually saying anything. He can't get him.
You found a loophole.
Yeah.
You're good at signing. Maybe sign language.
Would you look in the mirror and sign Bloody Mary three times? No.
No.
Really?
I mean, for like $1 million or something, I would, but not for like $5.
Would you walk into the bathroom and we do Bloody Mary and you stand between us?
I don't think that's a good idea.
This is something working appropriate now.
Let me ask you this. Why does your forehead look so shiny right now? You look like you're sweating.
Am I sweating?
I think you're a little nervous.
What's this happening?
What I like about it too is, I think we've discovered that Hef is all about the spooky loophole.
Yes.
Because it's the no ghost, the vampire rule.
Right. Yep.
Like, there are all these evil spooky things, loophole. But they have super specific rules.
Yes, they have to follow rules.
And so you're like, I have spooky loophole.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like,
I think you're right.
Mouth Bloody Mary, it's not going to happen. Don't touch the planchette of the Ouija board, it's all good. Say no ghosts, and you're safe from the no ghosts.
Yeah. Exactly. There's rules. They have to. There's law. There's, you know, we have physical laws here. Law, you know, natural laws. There's other laws in the supernatural realm too. We just don't know what they are necessarily.
We don't, but you do.
No, I'm just playing it safe. You know, so yeah, if you say no ghosts, they can't come. So it's in the rules. If you don't say Bloody Mary, she can't come.
You've said it so many times.
I know, but you have to say it like with the intent in the mirror and blah, blah, blah. The whole thing. No, I don't know. It's all silly, but it's fun.
You love it. You love it so much.
I love the idea of, like, the spiritual realm is a complicated series of laws. And you almost have to be a lawyer to pick
it up. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So tell me, Frankenstein's monster.
That being the first rule of the supernatural world is that it's Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein, right?
That's true.
And then if they break the rules, so if Bloody Mary does attack you, she gets punished by some kind of spooky police.
It's not good for her. Yeah. It's not worth the risk for her to do it. She'll be in trouble.
So who's Bloody Mary's boss?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know.
I think you're the Bloody Mary boss because you can summon her.
Well, I mean, it's just like vampires have rules, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot of just rules. Like that. It's but it's applied to the ghosts and the Bloody Marys of the world, of the underworld.
None
if
of
you
us
will.
Really know what Bloody Mary is, but it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a bathtub full of
blood. You don't want to mess with it.
No. I'm scared.
Would you do Candyman in the mirror?
Yeah, I think I'd probably do Candyman because that's not part of my.
Yeah.
That's just a movie I saw.
I would too, actually. I'm not scared.
Ah, you're not scared of Candyman. I enjoy Candyman, that movie, Candyman.
Candyman.
Yeah. You mean Sammy Davis Jr. singing the Candyman again?
Hey, well, he was a Satanist, so.
That's right. He was a big old Satanist. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Huge Satanist.
Eddie Murphy even talks about it in the comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Right.
He's like,
that's right.
He started talking to him about Satanism, and Eddie Murphy was kind of like, ha, ha, ha. And then he realized he was serious, and he kind of was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He was a big Anton LaVey Satanist, dude.
I don't know what to say.
So now will you say Candyman three times in the mirror?
Well, for $5, I will. I'm not just going to do it for nothing.
Now that you know that $5 is in someone's pocket, you're trying to figure out a way to get it.
I would do it for $3. How about that?
Because you're saying it three times. $1 a saying.
Yeah. I'd say it a million times. Bargain. Get $1 million.
Oh, wow. Loophole.
So I have something that's a surprise. It's not anything I'm giving to you, but I know because I know you guys have been like, oh, I brought this surprise for you. And I'm like, oh, I haven't done that. But I do have something to show you that's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
And it's something we talked about a couple episodes ago.
Okay.
That came up when we were doing our.
Do you know about this, David Wall?
No.
Give us two random words.
Yes.
You know that episode.
Right? Yes,
and then we'll make something out of it.
Yes.
So I sketched up a vampire parsnip. There is the vampire parsnip.
That is so perfect.
Oh. We'll include a picture of it on the podcast,
so
I assume.
Cute.
Yes, that is adorable.
It's pretty cute, right?
That could be a theme bathroom.
Yeah.
A bathroom
vampire
theme.
Parsnip theme bathroom.
That's the beginning to my.
You say, you say vampire parsnip in the mirror three times.
What happens?
I don't know. I'm confused now. So many rules.
That's really, really cute, Hef.
That is adorable. Yeah. And you really captured its essential parsnippiness.
Its parsnipness. I originally was going to have the lowest stem split into two, so they were legs. But then I thought, well, he can kind of fly around. Because vampire, you know, they'll
like
a bat,
fly.
You know. So he's okay just to have it kind of like hanging and trailing behind him a little.
Oh, yeah.
He's really cute.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
I gave him the same mouth that are on the Chicken McNuggets vampire mouth.
So we can't use the mouth if we ever do anything.
No, he'll have to be changed a little bit, but.
He's very adorable.
Yeah. I mean, he's a little too cutesy for anything we would do anyway, but.
But if we ever do a haunted farmer's market.
Yes. We've got to start. We've got a rough draft.
We've got something that can be in the first vegetable stall.
Yeah. Kind of fun.
Really fun.
The other thing that we haven't talked about is the Pagan Breakfast God Mask.
Yes.
Which, have we ever mentioned it on the podcast?
I don't think so. I think we just kind of hinted at it. Because this is,
this is
one of the first things that Steve sketched.
Yeah.
When he started working here again.
Steve Q.
Steve Q. Because we were talking about doing half masks. And we came up with all kinds of crazy ideas, and he sketched up this.
He came up with the craziest idea.
I know. What was it? Spanakopita?
You gave it away.
Sorry. Sorry. I hope no one steals that.
Sorry, Mattel.
Yeah, I hope no one steals that idea.
Spanakopita.
Half mask. One of them was kind of a pagan breakfast god. Yeah. So it's eggs and bacon in a spray. It looks vaguely Mayan, would you say?
Maybe.
Maybe. It's more like...
And it's got toast in the middle.
Yep.
So it satisfies the toast need.
Pat of butter.
Yep. And it's on the cover of our new catalog.
Yes. And I would say its genre is folk horror.
Yep. It's folk horror, like Midsommar.
Yes, Midsommar.
or the first Wicker Man.
Mm-hmm. Only this is a little more brunch and breakfast oriented.
Yes, and it has a... shoutable prayer to the breakfast gods on the back.
I love the idea of shouting a prayer.
It's one of those items where you're like, we're already a weird company, and then it's weird even for
this
us.
This took it to
like,
another level.
It's weird for even for our standards.
This is like Fly Widow weird.
And we mailed a picture of it on the cover of the catalog to 100,000 people.
And you know what's funny about that? So we needed a picture for the catalog for it, right? We didn't necessarily know it was going to be the cover. But so I'm like, Q, do you want to pose in the pagan breakfast god mask? And I'll shoot your photo. And he's like, sure. So we get all these poses of him doing these like yells and these kind of, you know, I don't know, chanting faces.
A cult priest.
Yeah. Like,
raw. I'm about to sacrifice this egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, just do one, like, you know, suave, like a...
Thoughtful.
Sophisticated. Pensive pagan breakfast god. So he did one of those, and I just passed the photos on to Scott King, who was doing the catalog. And what do you think he used?
Suave.
The pensive pagan breakfast god.
That is excellent.
So, yeah, it turned out great. It looks great.
I think it's great, and it is one of my favorite new items. It's super strange, and it's one where I think people will see the picture and not believe that it exists in the world as a real object.
I barely believe it exists, and I've worn it.
Yes.
My hope is that I'll get invited to like a masquerade ball, like a fancy one where it's like you have to wear
like total black fancy tie, dress ball.
But you would, yeah. And then people wear the fancy mask and I'll just put that thing on and just be the pagan breakfast guy.
It'd be worth renting a tux for that.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
For more information about Archie McPhee, go to McPhee.com. That's McPhee.com.